from KQED.
40 years ago, NASA's Voyager mission sent two spacecraft farther from Earth than any mission had gone before. Voyager 1 and 2 headed for the outer planets of our solar system in 1977 under the guidance of NASA physicist Ed Stone. He's a National Medal of Science recipient and a Caltech professor who still oversees the Voyager program. We asked Stone to tell us about the Voyager's original mission, which seemed ambitious at the time.
The original goal was a four-year mission to Jupiter and Saturn and Titan, the moon of Saturn. And we had two spacecraft to give us a higher probability of actually having at least one making it for that four-year journey to Saturn.
4 years. So did you ever think the Voyager spacecrafts would last this long?
None of us, of course, knew how long they would last at that time. The space age itself was only 20 years old.
All right, so 40 years later, what are some of the most important planetary discoveries to date thanks to the Voyager mission?
Well, we discovered that nature is much more diverse than we could have imagined. For instance, before Voyager, the only known active volcanoes were here on Earth. And then we found a moon of Jupiter called Io, about the size of our moon, which has 10 times more volcanic activity than Earth. So time after time, we discovered that our terracentric view of planets and magnetic fields and moons and rings was just much too limited.
NASA also put a message on Voyager for other civilizations in outer space that might one day come across the Voyager spacecrafts. What was the thinking behind that?
This was a form of outreach. I think in a certain sense, it was a declaration that we as a society here on Earth could actually send such a message, which would leave the solar system and orbit the center of the Milky Way galaxy for billions of years, long after Earth itself may have ceased existing.
Can you share with us what that message was?
There are several messages. There were greetings from many different languages on Earth, music from very different cultures on Earth, images of various aspects of Earth. So the whole idea was to make this a time capsule, or what I call a calling card, for these ambassadors that the Earth has sent to the Milky Way galaxy.
I'm curious, were there any questions that you hoped would be answered by Voyager that haven't been answered or weren't answered?
I think that really what Voyager's done is inform us well enough to know what interesting questions there are to ask now that we could not have asked before. For instance, before Voyager, the only known liquid water ocean was here on Earth. And then we flew by the moon Europa, another moon of Jupiter, which has an icy crust on it, which is cracked, very much like ice on an ocean. In fact, that's what a subsequent mission, Galileo, has shown, that in fact there is another liquid water ocean in the solar system, and it's on the moon Europa.
From a much more personal point of view, I'm curious what it's been like having a hand in such an important mission and having spent a lot, if not most, of your career with Voyager missions and Voyager spacecrafts. What has it been like for you emotionally?
Well, it's been a remarkable journey. I mean, you know, science is about learning about nature, what nature is there, why it's the way it is. And Voyager has just been an overwhelming success in terms of a scientific endeavor. But even more than that, I think the other thing that's wonderful about Voyager is that it's remarkably inspiring to many people.
Talk to me about that inspiring aspect of it.
But because we were discovering things and we engaged the press on a daily basis during our encounters and reported what we had just seen and what we had just discovered and what our at least our initial interpretations were of these things we didn't expect to see, that turned out to be a very effective way of engaging the broader public in the journey, which is basically a scientific journey of discovery.
Professor Stone, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Caltech Professor Ed Stone has been with the Voyager program since 1972. I'm Devin Kadiyama. More news just ahead.